prospect for prospect trades are rare, he says, but I never count out Trader Jerry. I don't either. You're right. The Mariners' middle infield prospect cupboard is not as full as their outfield cupboard, so I'm looking at the Rays, and I see a fair number of middle infield prospects. What do you think of a Taylor Trammell for Vidal Brujan idea? The Rays do not appear to have as many outfield prospects, so it helps to spread their talent around the field and helps give the Mariners a top-of-the-order and middle infielder. Likely, the Mariners will need to include another piece, but I'll defer to you on the prospect range for that. To be honest with you, I don't see Tampa trading those prospects. Like, and we can talk kind of fantasy baseball here, and if they were going to do it, what it might take, just like we were just doing with Wander Franco. But Brujan is typically believed to be the number two or number three prospect in their system, and he'd be number one in a lot of systems. He's a potential elite second base glove, rivals Wander Franco in the hit tool department, should develop average power a lot like Wander Franco, and get some 70 speed grade, so he can really, really run as well. He's also a switch hitter, and if he had a better arm, he'd be at least an average glove at shortstop. So we're talking about a really, really good player. I think if you're Seattle, you'd need to part with a Kelnick or a Rodriguez here. But like I said, Tampa doesn't trade these kinds of prospects. They trade the veterans in front of those prospects and then develop those prospects into good big leaguers. So at some point in the next couple of years, the Tampa Bay Rays could roll out an infield of whoever the heck they feel like at first base, Brujan at second, Wander Franco at short, and Willy Adames at third. That's plausible. And they'd have potentially three perennial all-stars at those three positions. Yeah, Tampa doesn't really trade prospects. Unless they're, you know, kind of trading, you know, a blocked prospect for a prospect that's not blocked. And, you know, it's not like they have five other segments. Now, there is potential. If they come up with a third base prospect, for example, or another shortstop prospect that bumps Franco to second base, then Brujan becomes potentially available. But I don't see that happening. I think they're going to continue to plan for Willy Adames, Wander Franco, and eventually Vidal Brujan to play in the same infield in a couple of years. Franco's getting close. Brujan's maybe a little further away. But in the next couple of years, we're probably going to hear about those three players playing on the same infield, at least for a year or two. And then at some point, Adames will have to either be signed long-term or traded. So it's probably not going to be forever, but for a little while, I think we're going to see that.